All right, welcome everyone. Today is Tuesday, January 10th. It's 8:30. We are meeting as a board of Davis County Commissioners in Farmington, Utah for a work session in our administration building. And we're going to go around the room and introduce everyone who's here.
Cherise Bills, Auditor's Office.
Brian McKenzie, County Clerk.
Rebecca Abbott, Clerk's Office.
Neil Gavis, Attorney's Office.
Curtis Koch, Auditor.
Bob Stevenson, Commissioner.
Lorene Kamalu, Commissioner.
Rand Daly, Commissioner.
Kent Anderson, Community and Economic Development.
Mike Kendall, Attorney's Office.
Jeff Euler, Community and Economic Development.
Taylor West, Sheriff's Office. Marley Matthews, Community and Economic Development.
Chris Bowen, Human Resources.
Cindy Melville, Commission Office.
Great group. Happy New Year, everyone. All right. We are going to discuss issues around the Bountiful Bee part of our county, and I will take a motion for the closed session that we are permitted to have.
Are we going to close session first?
We're going to do open.
Yeah, we're going to open meeting.
Open first.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So then we'll let Commissioner Randy Elliott start us.
We'll work with CED a little bit, but kind of the history on this project is I think Commissioner Kamala, Bob, Commissioner Stevenson both were there in a neighborhood meeting probably even about 5 years ago now, 4 years ago, where the neighbors were complaining about the issues there by the parking area. Mainly that's kind of the discussion today is this parking lot area. We were in a neighborhood just right there, and we kind of struck up a conversation with Bountiful and what could we do to enhance that area as we are moving along with the Bountiful Shoreline Trails, and we help Bountiful where they're going to pave that road into that particular area. We ran into some problems as being that the land is owned by the Kingston family, and we've had several meetings with them, but we've never made any headway with them. We've talked to them. They've been willing to talk about selling, but then they never get back to us, and they just never really respond to, you know, Bountiful or us about moving forward about taking care of that property. Ideally, it would be nice to make it into a parking lot for just for parking area, as there are people up there going and parking and accessing their snowmobiles or their UTVs and other things there. The sheriff's office is always constantly being up there on calls for issues in that area. There's a lot of graffiti that goes on. And so the idea was that Davis County would partner with Bountiful and make the purchase and improve it, and then turn the control over to Bountiful. And then just real quick, Deputy Sheriff West, I'm trying to remember which one's here. It's like about called Joe Blatt, but West is now the new sheriff's deputy. But it seems like we always get a lot of calls up there. There seems to be a lot of issues. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so in partnership with Bountiful, we've approached them and said, well, what can we do to work together? They went forward and got some grants from the state that need to be expanded by June. I think about $150,000 worth of grants that can go towards that to purchase an improvement. And they've tried to make some headway with Bountiful, and they have not. So it's kind of the history is this, what do we do now as the Kingstons have not been willing to cooperate with us, and so I'll turn to CD for what their input.
So Randy, what was the essentially the nature of the complaints by the neighbors when you met with them? What did they say?
Dust. A lot of the dust. A lot of the just going in there, because that'll be paid, that Skyline Drive will be paid, but just a lot of the dust, the noise, is kind of the issues that we've got from the people there.
They complain about parties and...
I think parties and everything else like that. What we wanted to do is, as the county, I thought we'd improve it by paving it, put some lighting in there, and some restrooms and stuff like that, and so improve it so that hopefully the riffraff goes up higher, I guess.
Is the dust that they're getting is right off the road, right above their houses. This is none of what we're proposing would improve any of that.
Well, and I think that's a good point. When you say improve Skyline Drive, so the commission agreed to loan $1 million to Bountiful to improve Skyline Drive as it relates to a subdivision improvement that's happening in this location and then link up into this existing Eagle Ridge Drive. This will not be improved as part of that project.
The trail.
The Skyline, you know, Ward Canyon Trail, ATV trail. The discussions have been about paving this parking lot, adding a restroom facility.
Yeah, just for those who won't see this, if anyone listens in the future, that's like a dirt road, this right?
Yeah, that goes just below the B.
So yeah, that continues to be an area where the...
And that is all under Prince County, correct?
Yes, the green line is the Bountiful City boundary.
Where does Forest Service start?
It depends. So as you start to look through, this is all under KGE Inc., which would be another Kingston.
Bring up Bartley's map. Yeah.
Let's see where you put it.
It's got all the property on it.
There it is.
Yeah.
This one's going to be, because it doesn't have the aerial, but it's got several different property owners, so you'll see through here. So again, the green is the Bountiful City boundary. Here's the Bountiful B parking lot. These are all the different property owners throughout here. You can see a lot of them are private entities that own it. Forest Service starts just about right, well, actually, that's even Bountiful City. This is a little piece of Forest Service. If we look at back to the parcel. Let's see if we start getting into, yeah, see, that's all Bountiful City. Bountiful City, and there's some Forest Service.
Jeff, if you have the magic money wand, the magic control wand, what would you do to all this up here? What would be your ideal scenario on it?
Well, I think that improving that area that's all dirt and building a parking lot and a restroom makes it look more civilized. We're not going to pave the road up Ward Canyon. That's just not feasible.
Okay, but so let me just hold right there. So when I'm looking right here at the picture of the map here, it's kind of, you know, right where you see the band where it makes the kind of the 45 degree angle head back towards the south, that area right where the cursor is, that's a flat area right there, right? Right, yeah. All in there.
As yeah. The parking lot.
Okay, and Kingston's own all of that or just on what's on the...
They own this.
Okay.
So that's all that. And then as you start to head up, they also own all of that, which would be the trail that would connect to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, which would be further up the mountain.
There's two things that we need. We need this property to improve this parking area. We also need an easement all the way up Ward Canyon. And we haven't had that discussion with Kingston's.
Which one's Ward Canyon, Jeff?
That one is right there.
So this is traditionally the Ward Canyon Trail. This is at Stone Creek, actually, where the trail
would
go.
That's Ward Canyon.
Yeah.
And that trail exists right now, correct?
There's an ad hoc trail, user created trail. It's nothing official.
Is okay. That considered part of the Bountiful Shoreline then?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Okay, so as far as the world of boundaries go, realistically, should this all be Bountiful's responsibility, or what should be our responsibility?
Well, I don't know how much do we want to get into this outside of the closed meeting. I mean, I guess we're just talking generalities. In our discussions with Bountiful, what we talked about was that the county, this is our philosophy. The Bonneville Shoreline Trail is a county and regional trail system. We are taking responsibility for the trail itself. We're going to build the trail, we're going to design it, we're going to maintain it. We've asked the cities to maintain and take care of and build the trailheads along the route. We'll help them maybe financially build the trailheads, but we're not going to take responsibility for maintaining and taking care of trailheads. The trail is our responsibility,
okay.
And that's big enough by itself. So our discussion with Bountiful, we'll help you build this, but then you take it, you own it, you maintain it, you do everything that needs to be done with it.
As far as the trailhead.
Yeah.
Is this in our general plan or anywhere in county?
No. It's just a philosophical
Okay, so one of the complaints that exists is that when you head up the road there, is that the dust that is stirred up from the vehicles during the right time of the year is impacting the houses right there, kind of below the beach to the north, right?
That road just right above their roof line.
Yeah. And that's on a Kirkwood County road?
Yeah, Ward
County. So essentially we could pave like a little bit of it around the corner, correct?
I don't know if the county has any ownership of that road.
I mean, it's in the county, it's a Forest Service, it's a Forest Service road.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so do they ever do that, I can't remember what it's called, saltwater treatment?
Magnesium.
Magnesium.
Magnesium chloride.
Do they put that on during the summertime?
It's been done on occasion. You know, that stuff lasts for a few years and then you have to do it again, but.
Well, I know in Rich County, in those areas, they do it once a year and it actually pretty well holds, you know, once a year. And that's really not that long of an area to do.
That's certainly an option.
On it, so.
Can I say one thing to answer your question also, Bob? When I was a commissioner-elect in the end of 2018, I was invited to a meeting where they invited all stakeholders and the neighborhood and Bountiful officials. And the sheriff was there. He was the sheriff-elect. And what I remember is that the biggest concern is lawlessness. And in my time as a commissioner, anything that has come my way, you know, pleading for help in that area has to do with illegal activity. There was even a bullet that went through someone's car front window from that area. And I know that the sheriff and his team have been also concerned and striving to do all that they can. This is just one area of the county, right? And as has been thoroughly discussed, does not tend to be a problem in the winter, tends to be a problem in the summer, tends to be a problem in the middle of the night. But there is glass, broken glass left from, people just not caring, and then people using those trails with their dogs and their own, families, not only with graffiti and potential other even worse kinds of illegal problems, but there's risk on the trail. And some of this is, the result of an area that is easy to get to, I suppose, and feels somewhat private. And so where you're going to have pockets like that, I guess you're going to have pockets like that. It is pretty challenging, and I know I have been a city planning commissioner and learned a lot about what you have to consider when you approve developments. And whenever that development, I think that development was going on the same time the development that I live in. I wasn't in Utah yet, but Hess Farms and that development were under construction in the early 90s. And, that's all of that situation was kind of already a thing, as it has been told me. Already, back in the 70s, people remember kind of lawlessness going on and all of the people looking to get out into nature and do whatever they want to do. It doesn't have to be lawlessness, but it is also things that if you live right by it, it could be disturbing to you.
And you probably add to that, you mentioned this has been going on since the 70s when motorcycles first came about. They were going up and down that hill, but now, today, this is one of only maybe three or four places on the entire Wasatch Front where you can access the mountains on a motorcycle or an ATV. Mm-hmm. So this is an attractive location for people to come to on the weekends or whatever and ride between Ward Canyon and Farmington Canyon because there's not many places left to do it.
I see.
Okay, so
it's good to understand.
Going back to this, obviously those houses were built after that road had been in for years, so they knew it was there before they even moved in there. Second of all is the fact of whether it's Kingston's or the Cokes or the Geddes or whoever, those two pieces of ground that are owned right there, private, what are they good for?
They can't be developed.
Okay.
There's no development opportunity.
Okay, so when, and again, this may be part of the closed session, but when Bountiful City turns around and get into negotiations with the owners of that property to purchase it, are they wanting to sell the entire piece where the B is, or are they only wanting to sell the...
So we're trying to acquire about an acre and a half, so just part of it.
Yeah.
Just right where the parking lot would be. That's what our negotiation were for, was just that, not everything. Kingston's weren't interested in selling, well, I don't know if they're interested in selling anything, but...
Is that road open during the winter?
No. There's a gate up Ward Canyon that is closed, but snowmobiles...
Snowmobile
access is open all winter.
So if anyone can answer this question, would it be feasible if we ended up, somebody buying that, and that was developed as a trailhead, could they basically shut that road off down here at the trailhead other than the snowmobilers or the...
Yeah, I mean, Farmington Canyon's gate is at the bottom of the canyon, so it's locked on that side. I suppose, you know, working with the Forest Service, if that's feasible.
Okay. Just kind of off this a little bit, was it at one point in time someone was talking about running a road from the south into this parking? I just on top, wasn't there a road that was going to come off?
Well, yeah, that's part of what
this one, right?
That road right there, I mean, we funded, we gave Bountiful City $1 million to build that road.
But does it go all the way down here and tie in?
Yes,
it's under construction.
It's under construction right now.
So access to that can not only come from up at the top. So in a sense, to resolve maybe some of the problems with the neighbors, you could almost gate that at the end of that house and force everybody to come up the other directions. And again, that's just a hypothetical. Is that true?
Well, I don't know if Bountiful City would agree to that.
But I believe that was their intent of wanting to put this road in, was to provide an easier access to that parking area so that people didn't have to drive through the neighborhood. Now, there's just going to be new homes along here, so they're going to have other neighbors.
Yeah, I think their point in putting that road in is for development to the west.
And the benefit, the additional benefit, would be that first responders would be able to have another way to get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we need to patrol now going through a closed door to talk
about it? Let me ask one more question. When did the dirt parking lot go in then? Do we know that?
Well, like I say...
The dirt parking lot went in when they cleared out the debris to fill into the basin there.
Yeah.
So when they built that flood basin, that's they dug all that out to put in there.
Dug that out.
So that's where the parking lot became.
How, like, is that
in the 80s?
80s.
Early 80s. Yeah.
Even before the development of what's before the end of that road.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
People have been recreating there long before any of those houses were there.
And I just think it's important to understand because, you know, it's hard when a neighborhood exists and then things happen after it's developed that are disruptive to that neighborhood. It's a different thing when development occurs in existing conditions that are still existing conditions. And that doesn't mean you wash your hands of it, but it just means that, you know, a planning commission back in the day said it's okay for this to develop, knowing that, hopefully at the time, knowing that all these conditions kind of existed, but now some neighbors would become very much more aware of it because they're right there, right? So, is that all the part that we wanted to discuss first? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session per Utah Code Annotated 54205. 52-4205-1D to strategy session to discuss purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. While you do that, I'm going to. Okay. So, we've had our closed session. No action was taken. We will have something to communicate to Bountiful. I'm going to let CED have something that they will communicate to Bountiful. And we know our marching orders moving forward, I think. Yes? All right, so this meeting is adjourned and it's 9:50. Thanks, everyone.